Now time for a locker room chat with Axel Boyd's head basketball coach, Jason Tynan, after a pair of victories from this past week. Coach, let's start off with your Valley Heights win, 60-34, your overall thoughts.
You know, I thought we did a great job defensively that night. I think we held them under 30% shooting, and you know, we really controlled the tempo of that game. We pushed the tempo, played really fast, and kind of got it to our speed. And you know, we didn't shoot the best from the outside, but we connected on a lot of things in the paint. And like I said, we played defensively, and their defense is leading to our offense, and that's kind of what we want to do. So very pleased with our efforts and where we're going there, and hopefully it continues to trend into the upcoming weeks.
And kind of talking about your speed of play, you guys were able to, as you kind of alluded to, speed up the Mustangs a little bit, forcing some bad turnovers. Your thoughts on your ability to turn them over and get buckets in transition?
You know, that's what we kind of want to do when we press and play full court. And, you know, we know that that's a way we can get out and transition a little faster, because we want to utilize our speed and our quickness to the best of our ability. And it just wrecking havoc and trying to get hands on passes. And a lot of times we don't talk about steals. We talk about deflections. And we want to get deflections because they lead to our steals. But, you know, we had, I think the past two games, we've had over 25, 30 deflections each game. So that leads to success on the defensive end.
And then you guys followed it up with a win against Frankfurt, 57-35. Tell us about your ability to take care of business against a team that's kind of towards the bottom of the league.
Yeah, we had a slow start there. We didn't shoot the best last night. I think we only shot 33%. But we kept getting offensive rebounds. We out-rebounded them 48-20, and that's a big significant factor in a high school game. And so we got a lot of shot opportunities. Sometimes we'd get two or three shot opportunities at each possession. But we did a really good job them. Once again, another game where we held a team under 30% from the field. And, you know, we turned them over a little bit there, too. And then we just, you know, not our best performance, and we, you know, this time of year, it's about grinding out, being able to stay focused and composed, and we kind of did that in the last three quarters.
And you guys now have three consecutive games at home, starting off on Friday against Washington County. How nice will it be to play in front of your home fans continually? Because before last night, your last two were also at home. How nice is it to have this stretch of games at home down in these final few games?
I mean, it's always nice to play at home. I feel like every team shoots a little better at home. So, you know, the kids are comfortable with the gym. They're comfortable with the routine. And so it'll be great to get our fans in here and kind of end the season on a high note at home and try to get things rolling. And we have sub-state here. So it'll be kind of putting the final pieces of the puzzle together and seeing what we can accomplish here. And, you know, we play Troy and Blue Valley on Friday next week, and then we finish up with Centralia on the road. So we have four good opponents heading into sub-state, and so hopefully we can, you know, keep building, keep trending. Hopefully shots fall next week a little easier on a Friday night, and so we can have some fun.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. You guys have a fun schedule towards the back half of the season. Looking forward to it, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks.
That was Axel Boyd's head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.